Choosing a chaplaincy field is not just choosing a workplace. It is choosing the people, pressures, rhythms, and responsibilities you are willing to meet again and again. For a military chaplain, that question gets real very quickly.
Because the setting can move from a chapel office to a training range, a hospital room, a ship, or a deployment. So how does someone discern whether the military lane truly fits their calling?
Start with mission. Military chaplains care for service members and families across different beliefs and traditions. They protect religious freedom, offer spiritual care, advise leaders, and help people connect with appropriate support. That requires both conviction and respect for people whose beliefs differ from your own.
It also requires comfort with military culture, rank, readiness, operational demands, frequent transitions, and separation from family-shaped daily life. A chaplain works within that structure while maintaining the integrity of the chaplain role.
CRN's field taxonomy can help clarify the fit. Healthcare chaplaincy often centers on illness and clinical teams. Hospice focuses on serious illness, dying, and grief. Workplace chaplaincy brings care into employment settings. Community chaplaincy serves people through local organizations and public spaces. Military chaplaincy may touch all those realities, but within the distinct mission and culture of the armed forces.
So discernment should move beyond, do I want to serve troops? Ask, can I remain present under pressure? Can I serve people from many traditions? Can I work on a command team without becoming an arm of command? Can I explain my role clearly?
And ask what kind of pace you can sustain. Military ministry may include long days, sudden crises, field exercises, relocations, and deployment. Calling matters, but so do formation, family considerations, physical readiness, denominational endorsement, and the requirements of the service branch.
Picture a service member who returns from deployment and tells the chaplain about guilt, anger, poor sleep, and conflict at home. The chaplain listens, explores sources of meaning and spiritual concern, and helps the person name supportive relationships and next steps.
The chaplain does not diagnose a condition or provide clinical treatment. If the concern calls for medical, clinical, legal, or safety support, the chaplain makes a warm referral and stays connected within appropriate boundaries. Refer, do not treat, is not stepping away. It is responsible care.
That example also shows why field fit matters. Some chaplains feel called to sustained bedside care. Others thrive in community networks or workplace relationships. Military chaplains must often shift among crisis response, leader advising, worship support, family care, and ordinary conversations where trust grows over time.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, encourages learners to discern with honesty. Talk with experienced military chaplains. Learn the branch requirements. Observe the setting when possible. Notice where your gifts meet the actual needs of the field.
Your lane should not only inspire you from a distance, it should fit how you serve when conditions are demanding and people need grounded care. Choose the field where your calling, preparation, boundaries, and capacity can work together for the good of those entrusted to you.